Now, an interesting little project launches today. It's a sound map, bringing together the sounds of protest, demonstration, and political activism. Protest and Politics is its name. It's the most comprehensive collection of the sounds of protest, covering 49 cities across 27 countries, with almost 200 sounds that define the age we're living in. Some of the sounds include anti-Donald Trump protests and anti-Brexit and pro-EU marches. Let's take a listen. So you heard there from a march in London with the music, followed by chanting at an anti-Trump rally, and then finally a protest in Paris. Stuart Foulkes is the creator of Cities and Memory. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning.
What an interesting idea. How did you come up with this idea?
So Cities and Memory as a whole has been running since about 2014, and that's a global sound map with about 1,000 sounds on there from around the world, just recording the way the world sounds, whether that's the sounds of nature, the sounds of cities, or in this case, the sounds of protest and politics. So we have a project every few months, and it really felt to me like the last couple of years in particular, there's been a real uptick in the number of protests and this real sense that around the world, actually, there are people are voicing their dissent more and more. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to draw all of those sounds together and see what that tells us about the threads of this kind of global narrative of dissent that has been building around the last few years, especially with things like Brexit and Trump, as we know well.
And what do you feel you have learned?
I feel like what kind of comes out of it are obviously similarities and differences. And the differences are really interesting in the sense that every protest has got its own individual personality and defining emotion. You might think on the surface that basically a protest is a load of people shouting and banging pots together and chanting, but actually there's a real emotion behind each one. So some of the pro-EU marches have got a real melancholy about the fact that we're going to be leaving the EU. There's a few protests, the anti-Trump ones, where there's a real sense of fear and danger. You can actually hear the police in the protests threatening violence on some of the protesters, and you can hear the fear that that causes. Right the way through to kind of pure anger and defiance. So some of the kind of anti-Islamic State protests and anti-terror protests that are in there is just driven by the need for people to just say something, no matter what impact it actually has at the end of the day.
I'd love it if someone, you know, Stuart Foulkes in a previous life had the same idea 50 years ago, you know, to be able to compare the sound of protest in 2017 with the sound of protest 50 years ago. Wouldn't that be fascinating?
Yeah, it'd be wonderful to be able to do that. Of course, you know, the problem, you know, the sounds in the past, we've only got written and oral records of those that get passed down. And the fascinating thing about this project is there's a real uptick in the number of protest sounds since about 2008. And there's two reasons for that. One is 2008 obviously signifies the financial crash. So there was austerity, you know, inequality, and this global sense of anger about that. But also the technology really improved kind of roughly around that time. So you could buy a professional quality recorder for like, I don't know, $100, something like that. And things like your iPhone started to be able to record quality, you know, really high quality sound. So you've got this kind of confluence of really decent technology and an increased number of protests. So you just feel like there's just more and more happening.
When you listen to this collection, Stuart, does it give you quite a negative view of the world? Does it make you think everyone's unhappy and angry?
It's actually quite the opposite, I think. If you think about every protest is an expression of freedom, or it's an expression of the desire for freedom. So actually the whole project really, it celebrates freedom of expression. And quite a lot of the protests are quite joyful. You know, you heard in the Paris protest from COP there, the climate change conference, that there was a lot of music going on. So you hear drums and trumpets and singing. And actually that sense that there's unity and that you're together with other people who feel the same as you is tremendously hopeful and tremendously positive in most cases.
Okay. And are there any moments, are there any sounds that have really stuck out for you as you've been listening through? Any that hit you in the stomach and stick in your head?
Yeah, there's quite a few. To give you a couple of examples, there's a great recording from the May Day riots in 2001 where you can hear anti-police chants and the sounds of shops being smashed from close up, and you really get a sense of real genuine anarchy,
wow.
Which is like really interesting to listen to. There's a couple in Montreal which are called casserole protests, which is another big theme of protests around the world, where basically you bring out your pots and pans from home and you bring out your spoons and forks and you just make as much noise as possible. And you've got the sound of thousands of people all with their pots from their kitchen, all banging them at the same time. And the noise from that is actually quite overwhelming to listen to. So there's some really impressive sounds in there.
It's like old fashioned, I think they used to call it rough music, maybe, in rural villages when people would have that going on outside their houses if they'd done something wrong, if they'd done something that had upset the rest of the community. Stuart, great to talk to you. It's fascinating. Stuart Foulkes there, who is the creator of Cities and Memory. Let me just see if I can find the website in case you want to go and have a look. Yes, you can find and listen to that sound map yourself. Citiesandmemory.com is where you need to go to. It's that simple. Have you ever protested? Have you ever, you know, been on the picket line, shouting, waving placards? Have you ever been on a march? Maybe you've been at a sit-in. One of the first reporting jobs that I had at BBC Radio Cambridge was going to a sit-in. A bunch of students in Cambridge, they'd occupied a building, an exam building at Cambridge University. Do you know what? I can't actually remember for the life of me what they were unhappy about, but they were very, very unhappy about something. You know, maybe you protested against the poll tax. Maybe it was the Stop the War marches, those huge marches that went on through the streets of London. Maybe it's the campaign for nuclear disarmament. If you've been on a protest, then tell me this morning what it was like, when it was, what was upsetting you at the time.